Start the recording. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this PlugFest planning discussion. Today is October 28th. Europe has fallen back yesterday in time. So there's, instead of a 6-hour difference to CET, there's a 5-hour difference to CET. And I hope that didn't mess people up, or if you've already, I was on the SDC call already and people were confused. Right. Let's see. So you put in the chat, Martin put in the chat, the link to the PlugFest, and I'm just going to copy it here. I'll link this page, and it's recording off of that page. All right. Okay, so I think there were two. Let me see, Paul joined.
Yes, hi. It's Paul here, sorry. Hey.
Okay, maybe it will help to pull up the actual PlugFest slides here. Okay, so these are the latest slides from Tracy, and that might be Marge that joined. I'm not sure, under WG1.
No, it was Tracy.
Oh, hi, Tracy. Hey, how are you?
Okay. I'm a little late.
Yeah, thanks for joining. Okay. So we're here to basically discuss coordination of the joint presentations. And of the presentations, I think the plug and play and bulk PM were ones that might have two companies, notably Nokia and Ericsson, working together to show something.
And I think it would be for plug and play and bulk PM, it would be Nokia, Ericsson, and CommScope.
Okay.
There will be a couple of other vendors, but they're not going to be able, they're not as far along as you guys are.
Okay.
And I'm very glad you organized this discussion because I want this to be just to show what's been accomplished by the ecosystem over the past year and a half. You know, in the PlugFest in Beijing, there'll be doing readouts of test cases and pass fail. We're not doing anything like that. We're just, here's where we are with this work.
Right, okay.
And then another topic that, we will also be demonstrating simple working group for, or just say open front hall M plane.
Right. So we have mostly the Ericsson and Nokia people on the call. So
yeah, and I don't think Ericsson and Nokia would be involved in this one.
Okay. All right.
So unless you want to be, but I think we've got enough to.
Right. Okay. And I see Christoph joined too.
And Damian, hello guys.
Oh, hey Damian. Hey, how are you?
Hey Damien, we're at it again with a POC.
Yeah, it looks like.
All right. So let's see. So for plug and play, we're I think just demonstrating some of the basic flow that we showed in the initial use case a while ago, and showing that we're able to receive a VES event and it comes in through the PNF registration handler and so forth. And then I think Ericsson was going to show maybe the NetConf development that they did with plug and play on top of that. And
okay. Quick question: Were you planning to show? And I think it's fine either way. Show this out of OWL or out of your own labs. OWL, of course, is WinLab. Like OWL is a shorthand, it's Open Wireless Lab.
Yeah, I mean, what we discussed internally, I actually wrote a mail about it today. So I think it would be a little bit easier in our case if we can show this directly from OWL, right? So from this Open Wireless Lab. Reason being that we have probably we will be using a simulator for this. And if we have a small virtual machine in OWL, then we do not really need to establish this VPN connectivity, right? My question is if we have sufficient resources for this.
That would be great.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what do you need is 2 cores, 4 cores, 4G. How many RAM do you need?
Yeah, something.
Can you specify? Yes. Can you specify that and send it to me? Then I will make sure.
I already did. Maybe you haven't seen it yet. And
Sorry, I'm late with my email. So
yes. I saw an email from Damien. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Then let me read that email and make sure that we get something.
Yeah, but I can tell it's more or less in the range that you have mentioned. 2 to 4 cores, 4 to 8 gigs of RAM, 100 gigs disk, maybe less disk, something like that.
Okay, perfect.
That was too fast. 8 gigs of RAM, GB of RAM, and 100 GB disk.
Yeah, probably will need a little bit less. I was just writing, you know, from my imagination of how much we would need for this. Probably a little bit less of this, but like 2 cores, something like a standard flavor. If there is one with 2 cores or 4 cores, would be sufficient.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good. Understood. Thanks.
Let me see. All right. So I have this in portrait mode because it's easier to print, but maybe we should use a landscape mode for a demo. Let me see here. So I think I think we'll just have a couple of slides, and let me just see. This is certainly for. Oops. What's going on? Just get the picture here. This is certainly a basic one, and then I think I like talking to this. No, not this one. The stages. Where's the stages picture? This one. That's good. And again, we are planning probably only a few slides, but let me see. The stages one, the map one is good. Let me see, where's the map one? This one here. And you won't be able to go through all these flows. Probably just maybe the key one, which is the registration. Let me find that one. Okay. And of course, Ericsson will be demonstrating the step 37, so we need that one too. Okay, I'll clean this up. But I think let's see. What happened to the step 37 one? So I think the main thing that the main thing we want to show is that something can register, right? So that it goes through the PNF registration flow. I think most people hopefully are pretty familiar with the plug and play flow now. The new thing that was introduced in the past couple of releases was this is the BBS extension. So the last thing they got kind of introduced is this netconf capability from Ericsson, which is really great. So, and I gotta rearrange these to fit into a landscape mode. Does that sound okay for people that maybe Nokia kind of leads this? Let's just show the sort of basic plug and play, and then Ericsson shows on top of that the netconf capability. Does that sound good to everybody as just a basic what we want to show.
Was Haseeb able to join?
Yes, he's on the call.
Oh, okay, good. Because Haseeb, I owe you a call back, but I was traveling to get my dad situated up here in a hospital near me. He's fine, no problem. And I didn't have a chance to call you back. And then I think with PNF plug and play, and maybe it's just five minutes, if that, per vendor. Comscope is doing some simplified demonstration with their one cell equipment.
Mm-hmm. So the whole thing, I think we have like 15 minutes overall, right? And then maybe, you know, we have roughly five minutes per vendor, and then maybe whatever 5 minutes for the overview slides, something like that, and maybe whatever a couple minutes or questions or however you want to do that.
And we'll also explain, you know, I think this will be like 2 or 3 minutes, PNF plug and play with a simulator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Martin, I don't know if that's Alex or who's going to explain that, but yeah. I think what you're proposing, Ben, is for each use case, you know, 15 minutes, and each vendor that's demonstrating that particular use case would say a few words, there'd be questions, and then on to the next use case. I think that's perfect.
Right. Okay. So I'm not hearing any objections from anybody. I think, maybe we just have, I think I could go present the overview of plug and play. Maybe instead of trying to go flip back and forth to, at least for plug and play, an overview, though I think what I would see is maybe just an overall, maybe a couple of slides on the overview, then maybe five minutes per vendor, a totaling 10 minutes. And if we have to do this all in 15 minutes, that doesn't really, maybe two, you know, one or two questions is all we could take, right? So,
yeah.
And
then maybe Erickson can do a few slides as the overview for bulk PM.
Yes, right. So I think I would give the overview for both of what's going on in, it always does that because it doesn't pick the... Okay, so... I think there would be probably some similar thing, and Erickson would give the overview here for bulk PM, whoever that would be, maybe Mark Scott. Mark, did you think that this would be okay if you kind of gave the overview of bulk PM for everything?
I'm not sure I'm actually attending. It's likely to be Oscar, but I can certainly help prepare the theory.
Okay.
I don't know, Oscar, I assume you can, or you're attending.
I will probably attend, but we can decide later who will present.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. Let's see. And so, Tracy, you said there's three vendors here. That means there's just like 3 minutes-ish per vendor. Is that?
So for bulk, for bulk PM, it could be Ericsson, Nokia, and NEC, but I would plan on 3 vendors.
Oh, NEC.
Four at the most. I think I said Comscope by accident. My apologies.
I see. Okay. Okay, that's going to be pretty tight. But all right. And maybe in that case, we might need to sacrifice the questions because I think that feels really tight for showing 3 vendors in 15-ish minutes.
So. I don't think we want to go more than an hour and a half for the
whole thing, right?
The whole thing.
Right. Hour and a half. So yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So that's 15 minutes per thing.
Quick question. Does it make sense? And this is for anybody. If you go back to that slide, does it make sense to do, you know, call out basic fault and basic config separately? I think we're kind of, that's implicit in these use cases, and just do PNF, PN bulk request, a very simplified OOF-based optimization use case. So that's just three. And then for open front haul hybrid M-plane, there's, you know, that I think is just one vendor and it's quick. So three main use cases. Mm-hmm. And out of, let's say we leave 15, you know, let's just use an hour as an example. So three main use cases. It could be 20 minutes for each of those. And then no more than 10 minutes for hybrid M-plane working group four. And then the time that's left, you know, everybody's going to run over a little bit. We'll have some time left for questions and next steps. And anybody has an alternative, speak up, because
So what I'm kind of hearing, are you saying we allocate a little bit more time to these three use cases?
Yeah, I would say 20 to each of those. I get rid of basic fault and basic config because those are implicit in these three use cases.
Or we can mention them, you know, that they're being used or something.
Yeah. So that's an hour. And then for front haul, 10.
Okay. And then you have...
That means 20 minutes left for...
Buffer time,
you know, next steps, coming attractions, what we hope to accomplish with, you know, the second release of the specification, OSC release B.
Right. Okay. So let's see, 260.
Ben, could you definitely increase the time for bulk PM? I will not be able to manage this in 3 minutes, yeah?
That's what we're talking about. So I think if 20 minutes overall, that gives I can, you know, still probably keep it at 4 or 5 minutes, and then 5, 20, maybe if we give 3 or 4 minutes for questions, that's 13 minutes, so that's 13 minutes. So that's about 6-7 minutes per vendor. Okay, and then if we have, do the same thing here, seven, and we have three vendors still, let's see, maybe we need to just keep these things really short. Let me see.
Yeah, maybe we could allocate more time for bulk PM because we have three vendors, yeah?
Yeah, okay. That's a good idea. Let's shave off some time here. Boy, Tracy, you're going to need like a whip, like a, just like a, Ben. A clock step thing here.
Hello, Ben, do you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
The question about plug and play, mainly, you say 6.5 minutes per vendor, and you want to execute whole plug and play flow with distributing, onboarding the PNF package, or only sending the VES event and seeing if it is.
I think just sending the VES event. We can talk about the onboarding stuff verbally, I think. Yeah. I don't know, Tracy, what do you, does that sound okay to you?
Yeah, this is intended to show progress. And I don't think anybody expects an exhaustive treatment or coverage of the whole solution working perfectly. So whatever works for the equipment vendors is fine.
Okay.
A very simple thing is that, especially in this PNF PNP, the changes that have been done in Dublin, they are exactly related to this onboarding process, right? We didn't have onboarding process before. Prior to Dublin release. But still, I mean, this is something that we can say, this is something that we can show how you do it. right? But maybe we do not demonstrate it in the demo because it's gonna take some time, right? You have four users in SDC and switching through these users on this whole process of onboarding, verifying, testing, blah, 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 certifying, that takes quite a lot of time. So I would say what we could do, and Krzysztof, I hope you agree as well, right? What we can do is to show that this PNF resource has been onboarded. We can show the artifacts of an existing resource which has already been onboarded. And then we move to Vite to instantiate or to trigger the instantiation of a service which contains a PNF, right? So we'll just demonstrate what has been done already, right? What are the changes and what are the artifacts? Mm-hmm. But I would propose not to really onboard this in the demo because that's going to take a lot of time for sure, right?
Then if the automatic test for the PNF onboarding will succeed, because there is the search to onboard and execute PNF, we can show this via logs that something has been onboarded, taken as a hit temp, as a, you know, a Caesar package, imported, distributed, and we are using already onboarded by hit test case. And it can be executed before our demo.
That would make sense.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah.
Yeah, make sure that everybody has a link then to the onboarding process, the documentation, and so on. So then people can look themselves what has happened.
Right, sure. So that's another question. So Tracy, off this page, we can, of course, we'll be able to load slides and stuff that people can read and we'll point to. And if they were interested, we have wiki pages, of course, for plug and play that are very detailed, as you know. Okay, I see a team also joined. Thanks, Tima, for joining. All right. So if we give a little bit more time to bulk PM, that would leave, and we shave off 2 minutes for plug and play, that leaves 3 minutes overview slides and 6.5 minutes or so per vendor with one or two questions at the end. Does that sound reasonable?
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, so then if we go to, I'm just going to publish this so I don't lose work. So then if we go to bulk PM, and if we follow that same sort of flow, we're really talking about probably 2 slides max. So let's just shoot for 2 slides. And I'll work in 2 slides as an overview, and then that would 2 minutes at the end, leaving 17 minutes for presentations. So what is that? It's 5 2/3 minutes. That's still pretty short, but it's at least more than 3 minutes. So is this Powell? Is this, I think Powell was speaking earlier. Does this sound okay?
Well,
too short.
I don't know yet exactly because we didn't do end-to-end test.
Yeah.
So far. But we will do, of course. Then I will give you the exact number, but I think it should be similar to the PNF plug and play. So 6.5 minutes at least. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Can we do this in all the vendors in parallel somehow?
That's an interesting thought.
Because let's say everybody, so we say, okay, now it starts, and then everybody starts sending the VEST message, and then all the FTP should run. And if this is in parallel, we may not be so tight in.
The only issue I could see with that is that if we're sharing one WebEx to broadcast or record, how would that work? Do you want to show multiple?
So I think we have, there's all, so we can share one lock or one GUI or something. I don't know how this can be represented at all.
It's a thought to save a lot of time, that's for sure.
I just want to parallelize things if possible, right? So that's the idea here. I don't know if it's possible.
I mean, of course, we, you know what, one thing we could do is we could, you know, we can all run separate WebExes and all record. And afterwards, if you want to watch recordings, that's possible too.
I think it should be done anyhow, that every window has its own recording, maybe in advance, as a fallback already,
yes,
right?
Yes, so. I've talked about that too, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I had mentioned that to the Nokia team that we're planning to do a pre-recording.
Can you hear me now?
As a fallback, yeah.
Yes, no, we can hear you.
Okay, thanks.
Did you want to say something, Hasib? Okay.
No, continue. I've been listening. I said a lot of things, but that's fine. We'll continue, I'll say.
Yeah. So I think, you know,
I'm wondering why you were so quiet.
Yeah. Each runner should probably do pre-recordings showing their full demo as fallbacks. And, you know, we can as what do they call those, like trial runs, you know, we can certainly host those things publicly if you want to, like I'm doing now with ONAPost 4, if we want to critique or discuss or whatever, we can do that. But certainly I think all the vendors should have pre-recorded things in case something goes wrong. You can fall back on a recording. All right. Let me see. Anything else we need to discuss here? Let's see. So Tracy, there were some questions also about there's going to be a panel discussion. Is that built into this 90 minutes or something, or how does that work?
I am awaiting confirmation that the auditorium in Middletown will be available.
Ah, okay.
And if that's the case, it would be Thursday afternoon. And I know that's going to be kind of late for people who are in different time zones, but we would target Thursday afternoon from say 2 to 4 p.m.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But this is, I should have, so, I was hoping I'd get confirmation Friday. I should have confirmation today. Now, if everybody agrees that this would be a good thing to do, we would videotape this, and then we would edit it and make it available. And I mean professional video taping. And the remote participants can be accommodated as well. And we would, you know, edit this and make it available. Again, that's based on the group's agreement. Make it available via, just via the OSC and or the ORAN wiki, or use it in some other way. But like all of our other proofs of concept, it's completely democratic. So if someone says no, you know, I don't like the video, unless you remove this section or change something, we won't release it unless we accommodate that request for the panel discussion.
So Tracy, how are you going to videotape the remote participants, or it's just the screen basically?
It's a screen. So we'll have a display that will have the windows with the talking heads or the video of the vendors who are presenting remotely. So that's another reason why having a video of your demonstration will allow you to show that. If that's, you know, we'll worry about let's not worry about the panel discussion until I get confirmation that it's doable from an AT&T perspective. Okay. And then we can talk about that some more.
I just wasn't sure how it tied into everything schedule-wise. I didn't realize I was on a different day.
Yeah,
okay, okay. Yeah, okay, good. All right, that's fine. Okay, so
just a quick recap on the question then. So are we having the demo first and then this presentation, or this is live, like we're presenting?
So the demo, the demo is Thursday, December 5th from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Eastern. And that will be a live demonstration unless if any of the equipment vendors would rather use pre-recorded videos for the demo, that's acceptable. Live demonstration is preferred. And if the panel discussion gets approved, because there's a matter of getting it funded, and that's always difficult fourth quarter around here, then that would be from 2 to 4 p.m. That would not involve a live demo of any kind. That would just be, you know, we'll figure out, you know, what are a few questions that we want the moderator to ask, get those questions agreed upon in advance, and then each vendor can formulate whatever response makes the most sense to the vendor.
And that would be on the same day? Some,
it would be on the same day. It would be on the same day, Thursday. Both the demo and discussion in the morning, Thursday, December 5th, 10 to 11:30, and the panel discussion in the afternoon would be on Thursday, December 5th as well.
So wait, so the Middletown, I thought the all the demos are actually happening at Rutgers, right?
That's right. Okay. And that's why any of the people at WinLab would have to
travel to Middletown,
which is not that bad. In the middle of the day, it would be 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. And maybe we'll make it, if I get approval, and I'm sort of thinking that I will, I'll make it 2:30 so everybody will have enough time to have lunch at WinLab, because there will be a catered lunch.
Okay.
Which, you know, we need that to keep the graduate students who support the lab from starving.
Yeah. All right. Okay. The parallel, the demos in parallel sounds really interesting and would add a lot of time logistically, would help a lot. Maybe that's worth its own thing here.
Okay, so Tracy, just another question. For our demos, none of the equipment are going to be in the WinLab, right? So we will just do it from our labs.
That's entirely up to you. I'll follow up offline with Ericsson's contribution to 5G Cosmos.
Okay, all right.
WinLab, I think I've mentioned this before, WinLab is is the ORAN ONAP power center for the National Science Foundation Platform Events Wireless Research Testbed in the New York City, New Jersey area. And I know the director of WinLab he won't need a lot of time. He'll need a minute to explain what they're doing and what their next steps are. And that'll be at the end.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Tracy.
And that's Professor Ray Chaudhry. You don't need to put his name down, but he'll say a few words during that 20-minute buffer time with next steps and wrap up.
Okay.
So Haseeb, does it mean that you have VPN connectivity already to WinLab, so that we can mount? I'm not sure. That's why I'm asking.
Let me talk to you guys offline on that, because I don't understand what's required here. So let's talk offline.
Okay. Haseeb, I don't know if you heard me. I was out unexpectedly on Friday, but I'll put something on the calendar today.
I did hear you, and I also mentioned that I talked to Paul, and he filled me up, so it's okay.
Okay.
Okay. So are there any other things we need to discuss here? I think we kind of have a rough plan, a rough breakdown of time and how much time we have per vendor. Maybe just two slides for each of these overview things. and then a couple, you know, one or two questions essentially at the end. And I can schedule, if whenever we're ready, I can schedule a demo discussion. Let's see.
So Ben, just quickly to recap on the, if you go back to the slide,
yeah.
So on the PNF plug and play, you're gonna take the lead and do your part, and then we will do the NetConf contribution that Ericsson did.
Right.
Right. That's the first part.
Right.
And then
right.
for the second one on the bulk PM, we'll take the lead and we'll provide the bulk PM demo, and then you'll also add yours in there.
Right.
Do we
right.
have a division of what we're doing on that, or?
We are, it's Pavel here. We are planning to show this bulk PM based on the FTPS, yes, server. And I think Ericsson will do this using SFTP, yes?
Oops, server.
Yes, that's correct.
Wait, Paul, did I hear right? You said we're showing bulk PM.
FTP, explicit FTPES.
Okay.
P is missing, yeah?
Oh, sorry.
After T. FTPES.
Okay.
Yeah, so Ericsson will lead the bulk PM, right? So, and you guys will lead the.
That's kind of what. Yeah, that's.
Right, so yeah. Hasib, and I don't know if you, maybe you were, if you heard this. So that means you'll need, you know, one or two slides and a spokesperson to give an overview for a couple minutes. Oh, that's already here. My apologies. Oscar's already on the hook.
Yeah.
Or Mark.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, no. I heard that. I had that part. That's fine. I'm just kind of recapping. And then for the third use case that I heard that you changed to the optimized one. So we are not participating in that. Is that correct?
That's up to you. We're going to do something very, very simple.
Whoops.
With probably with simulators. I don't know if we can do anything all that meaningful with real equipment.
Okay. So Ben, are you guys participating on the third one?
The third one. What third one?
Oof.
I don't think we were planning to do anything with that. Damien.
Yeah, I think that's going to be simulators. Yeah,
that's going to be the OF team has a very evolved demo for that already. Yeah.
Yeah. People are going to want to see, well, great, we have these fundamental basic building blocks, PNF mm-hmm. plug and play and PM bulk, mm-hmm. basic fault and basic config are inherent in those use cases, mm-hmm. sort of. And that's great, but what we're really looking to do is automation and optimization of multi-operator, multi-vendor 5G networks. So we'll do some sort of demo that will have an eye on the future about these optimization, you know, and we're just going to say use OOF because as Ben pointed out, you know, Sengar here at AT&T has done some really good stuff with OOF.
Right, right. Yeah, there's already a really nice demo they have put together. So I focused
with a simulator. So right, we'll use right. either his simulator or Martin. We'll use Alex's simulator, or we'll use both.
Right, and I focused on both PM and plug and play because the you know we have Ericsson and Nokia on the call here, and those are the use cases that I see that are. That require coordination because there are multiple vendors showing stuff.
Absolutely.
So, yep.
And then for open frontal M plane, yeah, we will have real equipment, but we, you know, and we're just going to have an RU. There won't be a DU. And we may not even mention the name of the vendor for the RU. Hopefully the vendor will give permission and it'll be a nice 10-minute discussion, but
okay. So maybe we should talk a little bit about, we have about 15 minutes left. Is there a way that we can think of that maybe exploring this demos in parallel would really buy us a tremendous amount of time and ability to show more? Is this worthwhile to try to pursue, to think about? JC, you think, I mean, is that possible?
I do. I think that is the way to go if it can be done smoothly. And we're going to have a few coordination sessions to make sure this can be done smoothly. Hmm. So if it's possible via WebEx or Zoom or whatever to, you know, maybe open up, I don't know, this may not make any sense, you know, I mean, open up a separate window to, you know, show the recording or the live demo in parallel. As the equipment vendor representative explains what's going on.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it would be...
So Ben, what is it that we're saying here? Are we saying that we're going to do it while we're doing the demo? I mean, what is the parallel with what, and what are we showing in parallel?
Well, so I think we're discussing that we would have essentially multiple demos running simultaneously, and we would basically they would each have their own WebEx session, they would each have their own windows essentially, and I guess the people in attendance would pick one to watch, I guess, and could see the recording later or something. So something like that, right? It would just allow people to have more time to show something more meaningful, and maybe they would all share a common view. We'd also give more time for the overview slot, you know, rather than trying to divide that. You would have more time on the overview as well, and you'd have a few slides instead of, like, you know, one slide, one or two slides.
Well, my suggestion is...
Go ahead.
If you really want to... So I guess the idea here is to increase the time. So if you really want to increase the time, then let's just do another hour and a half session and break it up into 2 days or something like that, as opposed to doing, you know, going on this all parallel thing. I mean, if your concern is that we need more time, then let's just add whatever time we need and break it into 2 days.
Or why can't it be from 9 to 12 instead of 10 to 11:30?
Oh, it could be. It could be 9 to 12 with a break between the first and the second session. I think it might be...
I'm just looking at what we're trying to do. A 5 minutes, you know, 5 minutes ish per demo is obviously very tight, and 3 minutes to do, you know, slides is also very tight as well. It would certainly be a lot easier if it wasn't so rushed. So you saw, like, I had a whole hour allocated just for when I did the use case realization session for OFS on PCI. I mean, they easily ate up the whole hour.
The only reason that the format that's evolved over the years happens to be, this is going to be funny, 10 a.m., that's when all the students at WinLab are fully caffeinated and solved all awake. The problems.
Yeah. But we do have sort of 2 days before to work, hopefully hash out all those things. So we just hopefully hit the run button and hopefully everything.
And which I think that's true. I think we will be in good shape because we'll have preparatory period is, you know, long enough. So 9 to 12. But another problem with 9 to 12 is it's hard to get, everybody's got the proverbial day job. Everybody's busy. It's hard to get a critical mass of people for 3 hours. Mm. 90 minutes, no problem. 3 hours, that's tough. So you think about it and this group decide.
Uh, So, well, maybe instead of 3 hours, we can just increase it by, you know, like at least 30 minutes to make it two
sure.
hours.
9:30 to 11:30.
11:30 would definitely help. Okay. Like we're parsing down, you know, seconds.
I know. So,
45 seconds here, 5 minutes and 45 seconds. You got 10 seconds left. 9, 8, 7, 6. So, yeah, anything.
Yeah, Linda, do you think 9:30 to 12:30 is doable? Because then I know we would have, you know, people would be able to set aside 2 hours. 3 hours, I'm a little worried. Forget that. That wouldn't be doable.
30 to 12, yeah.
And ending at, you know, 12 gives enough time for lunch at WinLab before the panel discussion, if it happens. And I'll confirm today. I haven't checked my email yet. I might have gotten confirmation on Friday.
So Ben, if you make it 2.5 hours, then you think you have enough time? I mean. Then
that definitely
what do
helps
we
a
think
lot.
Not
yeah. Yeah. No, 2.5 hours. 9:30, 10, yeah, 2.5 hours. Yeah, that's definitely a whole lot better than
what does it give to sure.
So let's take a look. So if we have 2.5 hours.
Hey
yeah,
Ben?
Yeah, go ahead.
For 2.5 hours, let's make it 9 to 11:30. I know I sound like the typical okay. Italian mother that I am, like, we got to have lunch.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so 9 to 11:30. So 2.5 hours, let's see what that would do. If we want to keep this rough 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9. So... busting out a calculator here, 150 divided by 9, so each segment is 16.6 minutes, so that's 30 minutes
let's make it easier. Yeah. Just keep the others the same. Just divide 15 minutes into 30 minutes into 2 and give it to the first two. That's all.
Okay. So say it again. Sorry, I was...
I said that keep the others same, increase the first two by 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah, that would help a lot also. Yeah, obviously, yeah. Okay, sure. That sounds like a good idea.
I have a question regarding to this OWUL labs, yeah? Even though I would like to show the demo from this lab, who will set up the ONAP there?
So, Martin, do you want to cover that? Because ONAP is set up there, and if you need any help, you'll get help from the lab manager and the students at OWL, which is actually WinLab at Rutgers University. OWL stands for Open Wireless Lab, and it's also our mascot, the spirit animal of Athena, the goddess of wisdom. But send an email to me or Martin Skorupski, and we will arrange a session with the lab manager.
Yeah, so there's already an ONAP or two ONAP instances running. One is for Dublin, one is for El Alto. We will update the versions as soon as we think we need more updates there. Yeah.
And when vendor could get access to these labs?
Yesterday or tomorrow,
or
as you wish.
Yeah, today.
We need to register, and a couple of people are already registered, also from Ericsson and Nokia. They have access via SSH to those machines. So, and if you need your own VM, just drop me an email.
Mm-hmm. So this access, so requesting and getting the access is the same as it was in the past. No, nothing is changed.
Exactly.
In that process,
nothing has changed in that process. It's up and running. Nobody. So what was available 3 years ago is still available.
Okay, we'll do then.
Thank you.
And if you have any questions or encounter any technical problems, we will get people fixing it immediately. And this is great for the students. We really like showing the partnership between, you know, industry, the older folks of industry and the up and coming younger folks at the university.
Yeah, and I think 10 minutes per thing, that feels a lot more reasonable to show something.
Okay, then I posted another link that's where people can look how to get access to WinLab. Maybe you can add this thing as well.
And just to be clear, once you start working in this environment, you have access to the larger indoor-outdoor testbed with its non-expiring experimental license across the college campuses, well, universities, they're big. Rutgers, Columbia University, NYU, NYU Wireless, Cornell University in New York City. So that's tees us up, that positions us well for our next proof of concept in June 2020, if the community starts working in this environment, if it makes sense, of course, only if it makes sense this year.
All right, great. And do we have a contact from NEC who's doing the bulk? Yeah, I don't know that I invited them or I don't know who
I'll
to
get
contact.
I'll get the contacts from NEC and CommScope. And then the other vendor, and I'm not sure the extent of their participation, is Samsung. So those are the five vendors: Ericsson, Nokia, NEC.
Oh, CommScope is involved in what? Did I miss them?
Yeah, CommScope is doing a PNF plug and play.
Okay.
They'll also do bulk performance management. If there's time, if not, you know, then let them choose and they can decide with NEC which one NEC wants to do. And I know NEC is definitely doing bulk PM. So, okay. And then Samsung, they may be observers. Or they may be active participants. But those are the five vendors in the North American piece of this event. And then I think the list of vendors in Beijing is posted on the Open RAN Alliance wiki, or will be soon. And then, of course, we'll use simulators. We have.
Yeah.
Benjamin, if you go back to the overall time plan.
The overall time.
Yes, there. I think it was below.
Below, yeah. Here? Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
I was thinking because now we have 150 minutes. Not sure if the time.
120 minutes, right? Oh, two and a half hours. Oh, right. You're right. 120 minutes, which I think
you should add some minutes to the questions because 3 minutes are. What do you think? So the sessions at the beginning, there are 3 minutes overall. For questions.
Actually, wait. So if we have 2.5 hours, we actually had more time, right? We did. So we actually 2.5 hours, 150 minutes. And if we're still using 50 minutes for these other things, that leaves 100 minutes for these, right? So that instead of adding 15 to what we had, we could actually have added 30, right? And maybe we...
And also, I think if you guys are mentioning that other vendors are also doing the same, I think maybe we can give them, you know, time to show their stuff as well.
Yeah, right.
Within these time slots, right? So... So then everybody's participating.
Okay, which would mean this is, should be like 45 minutes and there should be like 55 minutes if yeah. we keep the proportion right. Yeah, so we have actually a number of other vendors. If Tracy's saying CommScope also wants to demonstrate something here as well.
Yeah, and it's fine in the interest of time if vendors can record every use case, but if we say for in interest of time, pick one and only one of the use cases per vendor except for Ericsson and Nokia, because you've been involved for a longer period of time and are farther along. I don't think that's going to, you know, that's going to be a problem. If CommScope does PNF plug and play for the sake of argument, but not bulk PM or vice versa with NEC. And Samsung's not doing anything O1 related at this point in time. They may be observers or they may be active participants with the open front haul M plane hybrid model.
Okay, so here we have
NEC may also participate in that use case, but it'll be quick. There's really not much, you know, if you just have the RU and you're just showing the M plane, there's not really much to talk about. It's just, you know, an interesting mile marker with respect to progress. And then we talk about how we're migrating to the O1 interface specification in 2020 and beyond.
Okay. So we have 14 minutes. If we have three vendors and about 10 minutes or so, 11 minutes or so, if we have four vendors. So I think there should hopefully be enough time here and, 6 minutes for the questions is definitely better than what we had. It like allows for a little bit more discussion. And hopefully if there's some panel session, then of course that whole thing is all about questions and answers. So,
And what does everybody feel about that? We did this once before. It's actually still on YouTube. And this was with wireless transport. I think it was back in 2016. Mm. And it was actually quite nice. So what do you think?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea, Tracy. I mean, if you can have some Q&A, it can talk about what we have done and what are the limitations and what we see in the future. So that could be a good way to
I definitely like the idea.
The state of,
good. And then of course it's followed by coffee and cookies. Just want to make that clear.
Not for the remote participants.
Well, we have an incentive for people to come to New Jersey in spite of New Jersey's bad reputation.
Okay, great. So we're at time. And I thought this was a really useful discussion. Thank you everybody for joining. I will post the recording here on this link, and I'll link this off of the page that Martin gave me for the POC is, I guess, developing a wiki page. Okay, so let's wrap it up here. And if we need to have a follow-up call, we can. Oh, also, Tracy, we could... I was about to say that we can pick a day now for one of the realization calls coming up also to discuss the POC.
Sure.
I was thinking maybe November 13th or...
That's perfect.
All right. Because on the 20th, Network Slicing is going to be giving a presentation. And then after that is Thanksgiving. So, so we have an upcoming use case realization call where you can attend and ask more questions, and we can discuss more. All right. Okay. Thank you, everybody. Have a good day. Thanks.
Thanks, Ben.
Bye.
Thanks, Hasib and Oscar and Damien and Lyndon, everybody. Bye.
Bye. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Bye. Bye.